Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107, Sunday, second class, June 16, 2024, Romans.
Ready for part two? A few moments of silent prayer, shall we? Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have magnified your word over all of your name. And therefore, the word of God is more important than the very air that we breathe. And as we assemble this morning to fellowship in the word, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of Scripture to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Verse 15. In just a moment. Verse 15 so far says, for what is working out of me, that is what I am producing, sin, human good and evil, I do not understand. Then we pick up, for what I would, that do I not. Once again, we have the post-positive conjunction gar, plus the nominative singular neuter of the relative pronoun host repeated, plus the present active indicative of thello, plus the nominative singular neuter of the near demonstrative pronoun houtos and the present active indicative of proso with the objective negative ou. All right. Well, we have the postpositive conjunction gar again, but it's used in a different way. G-A-R, gar. This time it is an inferential gar. Last time it was explanatory gar. This is an inferential gar. The inferential gar gives a ground or a reason for something. Paul is now giving the ground or the reason of the carnal reversionistic believer's spiritual predicament. Namely, what he wants to do, he's not practicing. What he wants to do, he's not doing. Once again, the nominative singular neuter of the relative pronoun host is translated in the neuter as what, and then fellow. That's what they do in Texas. They fellow. Fellow. One, literally, it expresses a desire. This verb literally expresses a desire. Two, then, thello means to wish or to will. To wish or to will. Something you would like to do, wish to do, want to do. I'm willing, I'm waiting, I'm wanting, you know. Three, thello expresses purpose and resolve. Four, thello expresses what the believer desires to do, wishes to do, wants to do, but when he is making bad decisions to live the carnal reversionistic life, He does not do them. He doesn't practice them. So Thello expresses what the believer desires to do, wishes to do, wants to do, but when he is making bad decisions to live in the cosmic system, live the carnal reversionistic life by the power of the sin nature, he does not practice them. He doesn't do them. The nominative singular neuter of the near demonstrative pronoun houtos looks like this. H-O-U-T-O-S. Near demonstrative, translated this. This refers to what the believer desires to do, wishes to do, wants to do, namely, to live the spiritual life, to live the new life, to advance to spiritual maturity, to have to fulfill the ultimate objective of virtue love brought to completion in his heart, to love God, to be occupied with Christ, to have impersonal love for all. And then we have the verb praso. Now, poieo is the word to do, but this is praso. P-R-A-S-S long O. And praso means to practice, to accomplish. We have the objective negative ooh with it. And the objective negative ooh, the carnal reversionistic believer absolutely is not practicing, not accomplishing the spiritual life. He's not living the spiritual life. He's not attaining spiritual maturity. He's not having virtue love brought to completion in his heart. So this is the verb to practice. So corrected translation, for what is working out of me, what I am producing, sin, human good and evil, I do not understand. For what I desire to do, wish to do, want to do, these things I am not practicing. I absolutely am not practicing, am not accomplishing. And then he says, but what I hate, that do I. This is the conjunction of contrast Allah, plus the nominative singular neuter of the relative pronoun hos, plus the present active indicative of misao, plus the nominative singular neuter of the near demonstrative pronoun houtos, and the present active indicative this time of poieo. All right, Allah, and you are an enlightened congregation. I say Allah, you say strongest conjunction of contrast in the Greek. That's right, it is. And it's correctly translated, but, and Allah sets up a contrast now, three things. One, a contrast between what the believer wants to do with what he is actually doing. Sets up a contrast between, one, what the believer wants to do with what he's actually doing. Secondly, it sets up a contrast between living the spiritual life with living the carnal reversionistic life, living in the cosmic system. So secondly, it sets up a contrast between living the spiritual life with living in the cosmic system, the carnal reversionistic life. Third, it sets up a contrast between obeying the authority and mandates of the second husband, the Lord Jesus Christ, with putting himself back under the authority of the first husband, the sin nature. So third, it sets up a contrast between obeying the authority and the mandates of the second husband, the Lord Jesus Christ, with putting himself back under the authority of the first husband, the sin nature. So, one, the ex-husband, the old sin nature, is living. Luring. He is luring, the old sin nature is luring through his temptations, luring the confused wife, the believer, through the lust patterns. The sin nature is made up of lust patterns. So the ex-husband, the sin nature, is luring the confused wife, the believer, through the lust patterns of the sin nature, back into that miserable relationship of the first marriage. Back into that miserable relationship of the first marriage. Two, the wife, the believer, would really like to spend more time with her true husband, the Lord Jesus Christ. But, point three, she can't say no to the temptations of the sin nature. The ex-husband, the sin nature, keeps tempting her. Keep tempting the believer. And she does not say no to those temptations. She makes the bad decision to sin, get out of fellowship with God, and live in the cosmic system under the power of the sin nature. Once again, the nominative singular neuter of the relative pronoun host is translated what, and then missa-o. M-I-S-E long O, missa-o. Now, missa-o is a verb that means to hate, but it means more than just hate. It means to detest and to abhor. To hate, to detest, to abhor. In other words, too, missa-o is intensified hate. Intensified hate. The nominative singular neuter of the near demonstrative pronoun hutas this time refers to what the believer intensively hates, what he detests, namely the sin, human good and evil of the sin nature. Living the carnal reversionistic life in Satan's cosmic system. Living in interlocking systems of arrogance and interlocking systems of hatred. This is what he intensively hates. Once again, hutas means these things, this or these things. And then we have, this time, not proso, but poyao. P-O-I-E long O, poyao. Poyao means to do, to make. It means to manufacture, to produce. The present tense has strong linear action, Sart. I keep on doing. I keep on doing. The active voice, the believer living the carnal reversionistic life, the believer living in the cosmic system by the power of the sin nature performs the action of the verb. The indicative mood is declarative, presenting reality, certainty, fact. So the corrected translation of verse 15. For what is working out of me, what I am producing, sin, human good and evil, I do not understand, for what I desire, wish, want to do, these things I am not practicing and accomplishing, but what I detest, these things I keep on doing. Get that? For what is working out of me, what I am producing, sin, human good and evil, I do not understand. For what I desire to do, wish to do, want to do, these things I am not practicing or accomplishing, but what I detest, these things I keep on doing. All right? One. Paul is presenting the experience of the carnal reversionistic believer. And you know, this characterizes most believers in America today. Sad to say, but that's why we're in the problem we are in America. And we have coming across into this country from the border, a border that the liberal president will not shut down. We have terrorists in this country coming over the border. They are in America. And you will see in the days ahead, we have already, and open the door, they just come in. Their ISIS is in America, all throughout America. It only took a handful to hijack the planes and bring down the towers. Only took a handful. There are way more than that in America now. But we have, as goes the believer, so goes the client nation to God. And we have a lot of Christians in America. It's just that those Christians are living in the cosmic system. They've gone back to the first husband, the old sin nature. They're living the carnal reversionistic life. And so the pivot's not there. And when the pivot gets too small, see, the Lord Jesus Christ is the wall of fire. The Lord Jesus Christ is the wall of fire around the client nation that has a large pivot of believers. But when the pivot gets too small, the wall of fire is gone. We have been protected by the Lord Jesus Christ in this client nation to God because of a large pivot of spiritually mature believers. We don't have a large pivot of spiritually mature believers today. And when that gets too small, Jesus Christ is not a wall of fire around America anymore. So Paul is presenting the experience of the carnal reversionistic believer. Two. Paul is using himself as an example in order to communicate this principle of Bible doctrine. This is a very important principle. He's using himself as an example in order to communicate this principle of doctrine. Paul has been there in the past, but he's not there at the time he's writing. Time he's writing Romans, he's a recovered, he's a spiritually mature believer. You can't be a carnal reversionistic believer and be the human author of the God-breathed scriptures. Scripture is written by the power of God the Holy Spirit, filling of the Spirit, and the believer in spiritual maturity. 3, carnality and reversionism is a state of not understanding, of confusion. Carnality and reversionism is a state of not understanding, of confusion and disorientation from the grace plan of God. When you are living in the cosmic system, you are confused and disoriented, and you don't understand God's grace plan. You don't understand the absolute truth of the Scriptures. 4, the carnal reversionistic believer cannot understand why he is not receiving great blessing. He can't understand why he is not receiving great blessing. He can't understand why he is going through suffering. Punitive suffering. Warning discipline, intensive discipline. And if you continue, dying discipline. 5, the carnal reversionistic believer is not fulfilling the purpose for which he remains in this life. The carnal reversionistic believer is not fulfilling the purpose for which he remains in this life. God has the most fantastic plan, will, and purpose for each one of your lives. The greatest plan. The greatest plan ever for you is provided by God. But the carnal reversionistic believer is not fulfilling that fantastic plan, will, and purpose that God has for his life. So the carnal reversionistic believer is not fulfilling the purpose for which he remains in this life. He's confused. 6, the carnal reversionistic believer cannot comprehend why he is not in spiritual maturity. Why he's not fulfilling the principle of virtue love. Why he doesn't have virtue love brought to completion in his heart. Seven, the carnal reversionistic believer is not fulfilling the purpose of the second marriage to Jesus Christ. He's not living in newness of life, Romans 6:4. He's not living in newness of life. He's gone back to his life as married to the old sin nature as an unbeliever. So the carnal reversionistic believer is not fulfilling the purpose of the second marriage to the Lord Jesus Christ. He's not living in newness of life. He's not living the spiritual life. That we studied this in Romans 6:4. 8, the wife, the carnal reversionistic believer, desires and wants to please Jesus Christ, her husband, but she's not doing it because she's gone back to her first husband, the sin nature. The wife, the carnal reversionistic believer, desires and wants to please the Lord Jesus Christ, her husband. 9, but these are just good intentions. All these good intentions are neutralized by the first husband, the ex-husband, the sin nature, and the temptations of the lust patterns. So here you are, believer in Jesus Christ. You've placed your faith in Christ. And you have all these good intentions, but that's all they are. Good intentions. And they're all neutralized. And they're neutralized by your own bad decisions. You got a free will. You got a volition. You don't have to say yes to the temptations of the sin nature. All you have to say is no. But you know, if you live the spirit, if you make the good decisions to live the spiritual life, if you make the good decisions to stay filled with the Spirit maximum amount of time, when you sin, rebound, keep short accounts, get back into fellowship with God, and then get in a sound doctrinal teaching church and grow up in the grace and knowledge of Christ. And then it's the power of the filling of the Spirit plus the power of the Word of God in your heart. You combine those two, power option number one, the filling of the Spirit, power option number two, maximum metabolized doctrine in your heart. Now you have the strength and you will say no to those temptations. I'm not going there. I've been there and done that. So did everybody has. I'm not going there. But that power has to be God's power, the power of the filling of the Spirit, the power of the Word of God in your heart. And the more you learn the Word of God and realize, you will realize who and what God is. You will realize and know the essence of God. And when you come to know the essence of God, well, you'll love Him. You'll love your second husband, Jesus Christ. He'll be the most important love of your life. And when that's true, why, you will make the good decisions to say no to the temptations of the sin nature and live the spiritual life by the spiritual skill. So point nine again, but all these good intentions are neutralized by the first husband, the ex-husband, the sin nature, and the temptations from the lust patterns. 10, however, the ex-husband, the sin nature, can do nothing apart from your volition. The ex-husband, the sin nature, can do nothing apart from your free will, your volition. You are the believer. You're the wife of Jesus Christ. He's the husband. You're the wife. The ex-husband, the sin nature, can do nothing apart from your volition, your free will. 11, the carnal reversionistic believer finds the ex-husband, the sin nature, with its lust patterns, much more attractive than Jesus Christ. The carnal reversionistic believer finds the ex-husband, the sin nature with its lust patterns, much more attractive than Jesus Christ, because he doesn't know Jesus Christ. He hasn't grown up in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. He hasn't had virtue love brought to completion in his heart. He doesn't have personal love for God the Father. He doesn't have occupation with Jesus Christ. The carnal reversionistic believer finds the ex-husband, the sin nature with its lust patterns, much more attractive than the Lord Jesus Christ, because he doesn't even know Jesus Christ. 12. At this point, the order of the day is rebound, followed by reversion recovery. That's absolutely necessary before you get too late. And when you are living in the cosmic system, you go from cosmic death to which under divine discipline, warning discipline, intensive discipline. And if you don't turn around, rebound, reversion, recovery, dying discipline. So 1 John 1:9, if we acknowledge our sins to God, He, God, is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And we're restored to fellowship with God. We're restored to the filling of the Spirit. We're restored to the spiritual life. Now listen to your husband, Jesus Christ, and His mandates. Ephesians 5:18, keep on being empowered by the Spirit. Galatians 5:16, keep on living your life, walking by the Spirit, and then you will not carry out the lust patterns of the sin nature. Fulfill His mandate. 2 Peter 3:18, grow up in the grace and the knowledge, grace orientation and doctrinal orientation of our Lord Jesus Christ. You will listen to your second husband, the new husband, the Lord Jesus Christ. And as you do that, well, He makes Himself at home in your heart, and He's your most important love. Most important love. With our heads bowed. Father, we thank You, sir, for Your amazing grace. May God the Holy Spirit challenge each one of us that these principles become a source of blessing and happiness in our lives. We pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.